Welcome to 247 Real Talk. This is your host, Julian Perry, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. On this episode, we're going to chat a bit about understanding the relationship between suicide, drugs, and mental health, because we have an epidemic that's going on in our society. So sit back, relax, grab yourself your cup of coffee, your soda, your chips, put on your pajamas, do whatever you like to do, and I'll be right back. So welcome back to the 247 Real Talk podcast. For all of you who normally listen to or look at my podcast on YouTube or the Mogul TV network, or you listen to it online on Podium, Buzzsprout, your favorite podcast app, you know that I release an episode once a week. And, you know, I record on whichever evening or whichever time is most convenient for me, out of my home studio that is a product of the COVID pandemic and the need to have a home studio. And you see the background behind me and how it's set up. In time to come, I want to expand it a little bit and do some more things. And not ready to bring any guests into my home studios yet, but I can certainly do, you know, bring them online and you can still see them live. And we're going to have some in-depth discussions. I've spoken to several folks who are in the mental health industry. And if you looked at my last, 130, 140 episodes, you've seen that there's a wide array of things dealing with social, cultural, even political issues. I have to clear my throat a bit. I'm still fighting this cold. I don't know how many of you had it or how many of you dealt with it. What has your experience been like? It seems like sometime around December 26th of last year, I caught a cold that seemed to, and seems at some point after the fact that I might have had at some point the flu, COVID, and maybe this RSV, I don't know, but it's been 20-something days and I still have at times some sort of wheezing and coughing, but I'm trying with it. So, you know, it's tonight that I decided to record. It is, what are we today? This is January 25th. It's about 8:22 p.m. My clock across the studio is saying, I don't know if you can hear any noise in the background, but it's pouring heavily outside. But I'm okay with the pouring of the rain as opposed to snow, right? Because the amount of rain that fell today in New York, if it was snow, we'd be in for a massive storm. I think this season is probably going down so far as one of the seasons with the least amount of snow, but we'll see how that pans out, because we know we can have those magical February and March snowstorms that are thunderous at times. Anyway, let me jump into this episode. It's not going to be a long one, but there's several episodes I've done over the last 2 years that I've dealt with suicide, I've dealt with mental health, dealt with drugs. I've had different guests in who have talked about their journey and their challenges. But on this episode, I want to call it Breaking the Silence. Because even though I've spoken about it before, it seems like society still has a certain silence about what I think is an epidemic now in our society in the United States. For instance, and I'll go about this in different ways, but you've heard, I'm sure, about the various suicides over the last probably year. A lot of celebrities' kids have committed suicide. And the first comment I hear from a lot of people is, well, you know, they had all this fame and money. Why did they do that? And there are many reasons why people do that, right? But as I've spoken to more and more people who've been willing to come forward and actually have these conversations with me because I've been so open about the subject, what I find out is that whatever the pressure is, the issue seems to become one of how you deal with those pressures. Now, there are different ways that people get into this sort of relationship between mental health and suicide and drugs. Some people have been in the industry where drugs, you know, certain drugs were the fashionable thing, and they played the game, they played the high rolling life, and then they got hooked. Some people have gotten into drugs because of depression. Some people have gotten into drugs because of what we see the going on right now, and that is they've had medical issues and things like marijuana, and legal, like they're making legal marijuana now, they're making it available legally, helps with their chronic pain. And so we want to think that we, you know, in making this big step with legalizing marijuana, that we're solving something. But I think that what we're not paying attention to is what are we solving and what are we creating and what is our responsibility beyond making marijuana legal. In speaking with someone earlier this week, what I understood was that they, you know, with chronic pain, marijuana helps. But what I understood from the conversation was that because there's the focus is dulling the chronic pain, there seems to be a lack of a support system around the need for medical attention in the right medical attention, the same medical attention that, say, the President of the United States would get, because every life is equal, every life is valuable, as far as I'm concerned. And then when people are dealing with chronic pain and taking the marijuana, yes, it relieves the chronic pain, but it doesn't relieve the depression that goes with it. Remember, the pain gets to a certain level, at least with this specific individual that I was, trying to understand. The pain gets to a certain level and then they take the marijuana. But prior to the pain getting to that level, they're dealing with the depression of being in pain, the depression of always being physically sick, medically sick. The depression of dealing with maybe it's so chronic that they can't work. They can't work, so they're struggling to survive. The support systems out there don't seem to have categories to deal with all of these people and all these scenarios. So apart from the relief they get from the matter of marijuana, that's what it's doing, but it's also temporary relief from depression that they've sunk into now. But what we think that if we think for a moment, I should say, that someone continuously taking medical marijuana will result in a prolonged happy life, we're wrong. Because the people who are taking it for chronic pain are the people who, in many cases, I think, start thinking about suicide. They think about it because after a while, it becomes a vicious cycle of pain, marijuana, can't work, no job, no money, pain, marijuana, and society ignores the rest. You know, we love to throw let me retract that. Not we, because a lot of us and a lot of people I've met are people who understand this issue. Our politicians, our leaders, our people who pretend that they care, our Washington D.C. Theatrics, tend to throw solutions that never address a problem in its entirety. And they always do this for political capital and to be able to stand on some podium in front of some microphone and claim about, you know, their victories and what they did for people, what they did for the poor, what they did for minorities, what they did for people who are struggling with drugs, etc. But they really didn't. They threw, it's a big fire. They threw a cup of water on one little corner of the fire, and it dulled one of the millions of flames, and they claimed that there's a victory. So basically, the fire is still burning. But they're not really interested in helping you and me and all the people who are going through different challenges. They're interested in money, power, fame, and political capital. And so we continue to be the pawns in the game and struggling for survival and grasping at any straw that they hand out in our direction. Why? Because we cannot unite as a people We cannot put partisan politics aside, partisanship, period, and unite as human beings, as citizens of this country, of citizens of the world, to say, hey, you are going to do better. You're going to treat us like we are human beings that matter. You're going to go into, and I'm going to bring this back to the United States because that's where I am. You're going to go into Washington and you're going to work on solutions that help the majority of us. I understand you can't help all, but helping help a small cross-section to claim a big victory is exactly what we're seeing, politics with our lives. Now, I don't want to digress too much and get into the political aspect because this episode is not about politics. It's about mental health and suicide and drugs. And so I dealt with the medical marijuana because I actually came across that scenario this week. But you think about celebrities for a moment. You think about all the people that you hear that who are celebrities that have committed suicide. And the fact that you heard about them because they're famous. Have you ever asked yourself, how many people have committed suicide that you never heard about? How many people daily commit suicide that we never read in the news, that we never see the punishing families, that we never see those who are grieving? We only see the celebrities who get this big send-off and the news coverage and a big memorial after, and everybody talks about, you know, about them. And don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to get at here is those celebrities and those people that you never hear about, they all suffer from the same crisis. A mental health crisis. That drugs have become a way out of the pain during the journey. And suicide, in many cases, is how they finally solve their problems in their mind. You think about it for a second. For any of you and all of you who are listening to this podcast, who are looking at it, think about your life for a second. If you have a family, and I'm not picking on anyone, but I'm trying to set a scenario up here. If you have a family, if you have kids, if you looked at your kids today and you felt the love and the admiration in your eyes, if you look at your children and your family, your wife, your parents, whatever, and recognize how much they need you and how much their worlds would be devastated, I want to make sure I say this right, without you in it. And how much their worlds would be devastated, and I say worlds because I'm talking about all the different people, right? Each one has their own world. How much their worlds would be devastated if you left by natural causes, or if you left by accident, like, you know, an accident. How do you think their world would be devastated to know that you took your own life? To know that you were sitting right under their noses and you were in such pain? To know that the only way, the only thing eventually, you were in so much pain, so much internal hurt, that the only way out that you were left with in your mind was to end it all so that you didn't have to face one more day, one more moment of that pain. To think that we live in a society where we have so many resources, but the one resource that we lack bitterly is care. Another resource that we lack bitterly is kindness. And yet another one is empathy. And the people who need to have those three attributes, care, kindness, and empathy, most of all that can make a difference, are the people who we elect and put in positions of power and leadership so that they could use those attributes globally in our society to help multitudes of people. Instead, they sit in Washington and argue with each other. They sit in Washington, they try and they fight each other and try to bring each other down. They sit in Washington and spend their time involved in scandal and nonsense. They're not there because their heart says, I have to help the people. They make wonderful speeches that say that, but look at their lives. Look at what's going on in the House of Representatives right now. Look at the struggle for leadership. Look at the nonsense we've heard our politicians say. Look at the scandal with the classified and top secret documents. listen to what the politicians are saying. They're going after each other. They're not spending the time that they're there every day being paid by taxpayers' money, our money, to help us. They're more interested in power and who ends up on top, who ends up looking good, who ends up winning for themselves, not for you or me. In the meantime, we have people who are in this desperate struggle for their lives in our society. And I'm telling you, and I'm having this conversation with you in this episode because I want you to understand that we can't fix Washington overnight. I'm not even sure if we could ever fix it. The only way that we make a change is we recognize the human trials, the human struggles that we have, that each other is facing, and we join together as people, as human beings, to make a difference. We who are going to work every day, some living paycheck to paycheck, paying the mortgage and still struggling to figure out how to pay all the bills. We need to get past the nonsense that being Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian matters. The only party that matters is the party of being a human being. That's the only party that we can be sure that we share in common. And that's the party we all belong to by birth. We need to stop looking at color. We need to stop looking at we need to wipe out the systemic racism, the prejudice, all the things that divide us. We need to stop believing that somehow because we have a different type of hair or a different color of skin, that somehow when life is over, we're going to die differently or die better or be accepted by Almighty differently. I don't know how such an intelligent group of beings called human beings can't get past race and color of skin. I don't know how we can't look at our history and recognize that many of us ended up being descendants of people who moved around by chance and by generation to generation created us. And that if you really and truly look at it, many of us might have been a boat ride away from being a different color, formed by different mixtures of different races. We need to recognize that we all feel pain. When we go to a funeral, we all grieve. When we see a loved one hurting, it's our loved one. And that person, what they're feeling, is not represented by race, creed, or color. We need to start a bigger conversation and get our mental health people, and I've spoken to mental health people. There are many of them out there who are willing and ready to help to be a part of this, of solving this epidemic. But we've got too much noise in between. And so this episode is my plea to you to start recognizing and paying attention to what's really important in our lives. To take our minds off the materialistic things for a moment, to recognize that we might be standing right in front of a loved one, a coworker, whatever, who is suffering, but we are so distracted by nonsense that we can't hear the truth. Being too late is not an excuse when we had the opportunity to make a difference. Saying I'm sorry sounds empathetic, but what value does it have if you could have made sure that you never had to say you were sorry because you could have stopped the situation before it got worse? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you're equipped enough to recognize it. But maybe we would know this more if we took the time to look and if we took the time to listen. We are so caught up in, sometimes we say survival, but many times many of us are caught up chasing materialistic things. Many of us are caught up chasing money, not for survival, but for superiority, for materialistic things that we want to buy beyond the things we need to get through each day, beyond the basic necessities. And we get so involved in that, that we fail to notice everything else that's going on around us. Somebody out there knows someone who's struggling with drugs. Somebody out there knows someone who's struggling with depression. They may not be using the drugs, but it's all the same. Because if the end game is that they take their lives, then there's a whole lot of us left grieving behind something that we fail to do due diligence with. This is an open call to all of you who listen to this podcast and watch this podcast to find out in your immediate circles ways that you can help other people who may be going through struggles. It is our call to start listening to when people speak to us. It is our call not to brush off someone so easily because they're saying something or we decide they're speaking nonsense, when in fact that nonsense may be their truth and their sense. It's basically a call for us to pause for a moment, to pay attention to the people in our circles, to make sure that we actually get to know them if we have the opportunity to, and don't just take them for granted. If we were once sitting in the seat of depression, if we were the ones who were saying we need help, if we were the ones crying out in our own way and everybody around us was ignoring us, thinking that we're fine, being so busy in their nonsense that they couldn't see what is really important. If we were the ones faced with the decision of removing ourselves from this earth because we got to the point where the internal pain was too much. And yet we look around and recognize, as we see in many cases of suicide, we leave parents, we leave kids, we leave spouses, we destroy so many lives. Not because we woke up one day and people someone woke up one day and said, I'm going to take my life. But because they've been going down this journey and we've been acting completely oblivious to what is right in front of us. Friends, we have an epidemic. If you take the time to do the research, just Google how many celebrities and celebrities' families have committed suicide. Then put those results aside and go to, I'm sure there are mental health statistics, and I apologize for not doing this research before this call. One piece of research I missed was trying to find out how many cases the coroner or whatever has deemed as suicide. I'm pretty sure the number is startling. And I'm pretty sure that when we look at the diversity of people who have done this, we recognize that it's time for us to pay attention. Human life is precious. We all want to be here to laugh another day, to see our kids grow another day. And even if people have to leave our lives by natural cause, we want to be here until we are no longer here, not by our own hands. There are many topics I cover on Real Talk, and this one is a serious one. And it's not a matter of wanting to be in a somber note, especially at a time when there's so many struggles. But I'm going to leave you with this, and I want you to think about this. If you knew someone that you decided to pay attention to and listen, someone that you cared about, and by doing so, you found out that they were on the brink because they were going through depression and so many things that you were oblivious to because you weren't paying attention. If you found out that by your intervention that they were on the brink, but because you took the time to listen, you changed their life and you saved their life. Think about the joy they would feel again, and think about the joy you would feel as a human being. There are many podcasts out there that deal with a lot of issues that make you laugh, and I do that here sometimes. But I also deal with very serious and real issues, because we are in a time where no one else is paying attention. And if we don't take up the mantle to make sure that we do this now, then our generation, our children's generation, and many generations to come will be left with a struggle that we here had the opportunity to make a difference with, and therefore we own some of the blame. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, especially because I hope I've left you with provocative thoughts. about how you can make a difference, about how you can recognize. Maybe there's no one around you in your immediate circle who's on the brink of suicide, who's even doing drugs. But how do you find out? How do you know? Take the time to pay attention. Take the time to care as a human being. And if you find out that there's no one like that, then you've done your job of making sure the people around you are okay. And when you're done with that, find a way to get involved. There are many organizations. There are many ways. There are suicide lines. There's a lot of ways to get involved. Start a podcast and talk about it. Talk about it with guests and other people who have been down this road. If you look at my previous episodes, you'll find I've dealt with people who have spoken to people and had episodes of people who have actually contemplated suicide. Some of my previous guests actually attempted suicide. If you listen carefully, and they went through some atrocious things in their life, abuse and physical and sexual and mental abuse, and they survived. And when you hear them on my podcast, and you hear the joy that comes from knowing within themselves that they survived, you recognize what a difference you can make as a human being on this earth. I always say, or I often say, that this podcast and my outreach to you and everyone who hears it and who wants to listen is part of the price I pay for occupying space, an ear, and a presence on this planet. It's been my pleasure to speak with you this evening. Hope you can hear the raindrops in the background, because there's something so soothing about that. I wish you a great week ahead. And wish you all the success in your effort to make a difference. Until the next time, this has been 247 Real Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Julian Perry. Do take care of yourselves and each other.